Under the Noble Eightfold Path cultivation, we have 8 path factors. So under the Theravada teaching, they subdivided this Noble Eightfold Path into these 3 classification of Sila, Samadhi, and Panya. Sila means morality. Samadhi are the Samadhi path factors, which is to develop the mind that has samadhi, or what we call collected and unwavering mind. Then finally, there is what we call wisdom, panya. So if you look at the Noble Eightfold Path factor, the first 2 path factor is right view leading to right thought. And under most of the Theravada book, they classify these 2 as the wisdom path factor under this, what they call classification of Sila, Samadhi, and Panya. So wisdom is Panya. But if you look at the word, right view is definitely Panya, wisdom. Without wisdom, there is no right view. But right thought is more of morality, isn't it? That's why I still insist that only right view, samadhi, is panya perfecta. Whereas right thought, right speech, right action, and right livelihood, they are all under what we call morality or sila. Yeah. Then there is this 4 right effort. So the 4 right effort is a cultivation. So under this 4 right effort, of course, the first one is right effort to abandon the wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action that has arisen. Then the second right effort is to prevent the arising of any of this wrong thought, wrong action, and wrong speech from arising. There's the right effort to prevent them from arising. Then the other 2 right effort is to cultivate the right thought, right speech, right action that are still not in you. Then, of course, the final right effort is the right effort to refine upon this right thought, right speech, right action and perfect it. So these are the 4 right efforts. So we will classify this as avoiding all evil and do good. That's why I still classify it under morality, sila. So similarly, right livelihood is also classified under sila. Then the only remaining 2 path factor, which is classified under samadhi, is right mindfulness and right samadhi. Samasati and samadhi. So when sati stabilizes, it becomes samadhi. That's why this samadhi power factor includes mindfulness. So here, if you have samadhi, it doesn't mean you cannot get angry. Chances are you don't get angry so fast. Understand or not? It's because there is not much condition for it to arise. But despite whatever samadhi you have, if there is condition, because you have not rooted out the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, especially hatred and delusion. So what happened is, despite your samadhi, when something really hit, because your evil roots are not rooted out, when you don't have the ability to maintain that samadhi to that level you use to train, then you can still get angry, emotional, deluded, because the evil roots are still there, not rooted out yet. That's why samadhi alone is not a guarantee of freedom. But initially, you need samadhi, some form of collectedness of mind, unwavering mind, for you to develop the wisdom to actually liberate your mind, to straighten your view. That's why in the seven factors of enlightenment you go through, we have the first six enlightenment factor. First one is sati, mindfulness. From mindfulness, it gives rise to what we call virya. So virya is spiritual tenacity. It will drive you to cultivate. Yeah. After mindfulness, the second power factor is dhammavicaya. Dhammavicaya. So dhammavicaya is investigation of dhamma. So with mindfulness, you can investigate dhamma. You can silence your mind to observe, to understand. Then when the Dhamma stand up to investigation, there is the truth. Then the mind develops very strong faith, unshakable faith. Then it will drive you to cultivate. That's why the third spiritual faculty, the third enlightenment factor is virya. So sati, dhamma, vichaya, virya. So when you have that virya to drive you, spiritual tenacity to cultivate, you will definitely progress and your mind will experience piti. That's why the fourth enlightenment factor is piti. Piti means spiritual joy, spiritual calmness. Then from piti, you develop into sparsity. Sparsity is what we call tranquility of mind and stillness of mind. So this one is when your anapanasati or when your mindfulness become very stable, it become very, very refined and your mind enters sati. When mind enters sati, it develops paucity. You can experience this paucity, tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, the silent mind. That is your meditative mind. Then when you stabilize the mindfulness and this paucity, or what we call tranquility of mind, the sixth enlightenment factor, samadhi, arise. So this samadhi initially is required. Why? Because without samadhi, your mind is not collected and unwavering. Even when it is in this paucity, when your mind is very tranquil, still, it can only be in the formal meditation or when your wisdom is there, then the mind develop that meditative state of tranquility and stillness of mind. But apart from that, when you live your life, when you experience sense experience, when you see something, hear something, smell something, taste something, or tactile feel something, or recall through memory something, normally the mind that don't have samadhi will still stir and react and create that reality. Why? Because of your habitual tendency. You have not rooted out yet. Then you do not have the wisdom to straighten your view. That's why you will still be affected. So the samadhi power factor is to help you initially not to stir, not to react. Then when you can do that in the midst of life, when you have stabilized your mindfulness until it is very stable, then what happens is in the midst of life, you can cultivate the Dhammanupassana, third category of practice, mindfulness of internal sense spaces and external sense spaces, where you can see clearly upon contact, instead of your mind reacting, stirring through habitual tendency, it does not stir because you have samadhi. Your mind is collected and unwavering. You didn't panic. You didn't, through habitual tendency, stir or react to what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. So what happened? When your mind does not react and stir, it has clarity. Then it can see things as they are. Then it will understand many things. That's why it will come to understand, like what the Buddha, it will trace the origination factor. How you get angry, how you become fearful, how you become emotional. How all these wrong thoughts arise, emotions, delusion. Then you continue to be in the state of samadhi and silent everything that is meditation. Then you realize they cease. So the wisdom that arises is very clear. All this mind state, wrong thought that arise, they are dependent originating. If I don't do anything with samadhi, I can see them. Then I realize all these are my mundane mind's creation and label. When I label them, when I react and stir to my views, opinion, and conditioning, I get into trouble. Then affliction arise, suffering arise. But if I didn't do anything, just let things be, then I realize this is to be, which means with wisdom and samadhi, all this sankhara activity, they will cease to be, where there is no more condition for them to arise. So with this understanding, you realize anger was never you, fear was never you, all the emotion that arise was never you. If they are not you, then why do you worry about them? Why do you want to suppress your anger, control your anger and your fear? No need. Just develop that wisdom and understanding. That's why retrospectively through this observation, you straighten your view and you reverse all this stirring of mind to cease whatever wrong thought that has arisen. And that's how you meditate. That's why from samadhi, it will lead to wisdom. But without samadhi, you don't have a chance. You can't see. You don't know what is happening. Well, you immediately react and stir your mind and get yourself entangled. So that's why samadhi perfecter is important. You must stabilize your mind so that in the midst of life, when you live your daily life, your mind does not stir like before. That it can allow you to see things as they are, insight into phenomena. Then you realize when you see things as they are, the perception hasn't come in. The labeling hasn't come in. The concept, the duality, all hasn't come in. Then that thing that you see or observe or perceive has no words, no labeling, nothing. That's how you develop understanding to straighten your view and to liberate your mind. So this is what samadhi is. So hopefully with this explanation, you all can develop better understanding. Yeah?